The demand for chaplains in the workplace is increasing. It's due to a rise in employee unease resulting from the attacks of September 11th, the Enron scandal, and widespread corporate layoffs. Business, or corporate chaplains, as they're called, are modeled after military and hospital chaplains. There are now more than 4,000 of them nationwide. Businesses contract their services to help meet the needs and raise the morale of workers. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
Allied Holdings of Decatur, Georgia, is the parent of one of the largest auto hauling companies in North America. Its trucks carry automobiles out of more than 150 terminals across the United States and Canada. Trucking is an especially grueling profession, with drivers spending long hours on the road, often for days and weeks at a time. As a result, the turnover rate for truck drivers is very high. R.J. Rutland is the chairman of the board for Allied Holdings, a company his family founded in 1934. He says the company spends $750,000 a year on chaplain services, and that it's money well spent.
Normal trucking industry would have above 100% turnover, and our turnover rate is somewhere in the 5 to 10%. When compared against your competition, we also see a higher level of productivity and quality and morale among the employees because of this feeling that the company cares about them, that they're not just a number, they're just not a piece of machinery to use.
So what is it that business chaplains do? Ron Cole, a chaplain at Allied Holdings for 9 years, says that depends on the needs of the employee. Employees must initiate contact. Proselytizing is not allowed, and Cole says, more important, it actually gets in the way of meeting employees' needs.
Someone said that we have one mouth and two ears for the purpose of hearing twice as much as we say. I find that chaplaincy is more a ministry of presence rather than proselytization. And if I don't have as my agenda to convert this person, but to rather listen to them, I can meet them at a middle point and we can have dialogue and move together through what they're going through.
Kenny Jones has driven trucks for Allied for 17 years. He says the chaplain program has helped him through troubling times. Jones says his first experience with the program was when his mother died. He was 300 miles away from home, and he says being able to talk to Chaplain Cole helped him deal with the grief and loneliness. But he says it was when his wife had to have brain surgery that he found out how important the program actually was.
During that time, I had to go back and forth to the hospital trying to be mom and dad at the same time, you know what I mean? And sometimes you just needed somebody to walk with, talk with, and Ron and his staff used to come over to the hospital and talk with me and pray with me. And, man, I tell you what, if it hadn't been for that chaplain program, I'm going to be straight with you. I'm not too sure I could have made it.
Chaplain Cole says the fact that most business chaplains are contract workers and not company employees allows for a high level of trust in their relationships with those whom they counsel.
I think the 11th commandment of the chaplain is thou shalt not disclose. It kind of shows itself as someone who is in between two sides, a mediator, and a listening post, a wailing wall maybe. just to have them know that it's kind of between me and thee and the Lord.
But chaplains like Ron Cole can also help their companies by keeping a finger on employee morale. If it drops unexpectedly, they can often tell management why. In fact, because of their unique position, many business chaplains are now being asked by management to help them improve the corporate environment. Business chaplains are also endorsed by unions. And as a result, Allied Chairman R.J. Rutland says, given the economic volatility and stress of doing business in the 21st century, the market for business chaplains will continue to grow. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.